Good morning, everyone. My name is DJ Io, and you are tuned into Over the Moon with DJ Io on WREV 90.1 FM Burlington. The time is 8 o'clock in the morning. You are on your better alternative. I am just waking up. I class selection earlier today, and tell me why they cannot make a PCOM class that fits more than 25 people. Gonna be at this school for 6 years, I swear, because we can't set up classes right. Anyways, but let's not focus on the very depressing fact about class selection happening earlier this morning for us sophomores. Instead, let's get into some great new music. Now, the first song I have today is Alan Walker from his new album. I'm personally so hyped about this. Like, this is an absolute nostalgia bomb of an album. Like, it's amazing. Like, this is like, if you like Faded, if you like Alone, Alone Part 2, like Lily, like, oh my god, it hits all of those. It's so good. Like, this is just like absolute nostalgia bomb. Like, if you were an Alan Walker fan like a couple years ago, this is exactly the same thing. And it also expands on the lore of the Walkers, which, like, I just gotta give so much props to this guy. Like, he just gets to do his own, like, he's literally just doing his own thing. Like, he is making his music. He is, like, it's insane. So, gotta respect it. So, without further ado, let's get into Getaway by Alan Walker featuring Emerson Flora.
Let's get so fucked up. They won't believe it. 3, 2, 1. Space, water running down my face. Thank you.
And that was a song that I keep forgetting is 7 minutes long, Let It Happen by Tame Impala. Before that, we had Glass Animals with A Tear in Space, Airlock. And to start, of course, we had Alan Walker with Emerson Flora for Getaway. Now, before we get into some more great new music, we have a quick note. Leave no trace. As the weather gets warmer and you start to spend more time outside, remember to leave no trace. As you go hiking or spend time in nature, always pack out what you take in. This includes trash, scraps, and all your belongings. You want to keep the area just as you found it. Leave no trace is used to minimize your impact on the environment. This is not only about preserving the outdoors, but also respecting wildlife and protecting the earth as a whole. Our effects on the environment affect everyone and everything. So remember to always leave no trace next time you are enjoying the outdoors. This message is brought to you by your earth-loving DJs here at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. This is especially aimed at people living in Trinity. Stop leaving stuff in the woods. I would know because I actually I really like the woods back there. I like to walk around, so it's always fun when you find something that's not supposed to be there, like a shopping cart. There's a lot of shopping carts. If you need a shopping cart, just check out the Trinity Woods. You'll find one. I can guarantee you, you will find a shopping cart or two. Anyways, with that all said and done, let's get into some more music with End of the Earth by Marina. This is one of my favorites, and hot take, I like Love and Fear. This is kind of an unpopular opinion when it comes to people who are fans of Marina, because it's a very different album than most of her other stuff, which leans more electro, hyper-pop type. This is a much slower album, but I still like most of the songs on it, and I think End of the Earth is especially good, so I hope you all enjoy, because we got more. If you don't like it, just stick around, because there's also more music. All right, let's get into it.
Till the end of the end of the end. Sometimes I think I should avoid the simpleness of filling holes with opioids. I think I do. I don't. And maybe I'm a part of a plan. Maybe I'm a slide to your hand.
And you just heard Hemlock Springs, The Beginning of the End, Monrovia with Old Fort Steel Trail, and to start, Marina with End of the Earth. Now, it is 8:27 a.m., and now is time for some news. So, starting off with some WRUV news, we have Exposure coming up next week with Scrum. That is 6 to 8 p.m., as per usual. Make sure you tune in. You can tune in right here, or you can check our YouTube channel for the recorded version. Now, this Saturday at 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., we have Porch Fest, which is free on the Davis Center Green. We're going to have a lot of great artists, so the lineup is Tunnel Vision, Like a Glove, Swampy Tonk, and Spinning Out, as well as WREV DJs, DJ KB, DJ Burger, DJ Wise, DJ Sarge, and DJ Chameleon will all be playing as well. And, of course, there will be lawn games, free merch, and this entire event is free. For the low, low cost of $0, you can enjoy a Saturday with some sun, fun music, and great games. And also in terms of station news, we have Vinylthon coming up next weekend. So that is, I believe, the 18th and the 19th. I'm just double checking that real quick. Yep, so Vinylthon will be 18th and the 19th. So that's Saturday and Sunday next week. No, it is next weekend. Okay. So that'll be coming up, and that is 24 hours or 48 hours straight of just vinyl. There will be no automation, nothing like from CDs or streams. Like, it's just vinyl. So if you love vinyl, if you love some classics, if you love some oldies, tune in, because we also will be doing away with a no top 100 rule. So you might be able to hear some classics that you recognize. And in terms of news from 7 days, childcare advocate Allie Richards has joined the race for governor, and the There has also been an update with the... So I'm trying to figure out what this one is. With the Lieutenant Governor race, which has Ryan McLaren claiming that the Democratic Party showed bias. Well, he's been competing with Molly Gray for the Lieutenant Governor nomination, and local party officials were told they cannot make endorsements in contested primaries, so very interesting. And I just want to shout out this story from The Cynic, which is The Epidemic of Nonchalance by Autumn Anderson, because Autumn hits it on the head. Oh my god, like, I hate nonchalance. Like, nothing annoys me more than, like, people who are all like, ooh, I'm so nonchalant, I'm so... No. No! Ew. Cringe. Like, I don't get the appeal. Like, yeah, it has the world kind of turn into a surveillance state of our own making because of, like, phones and TikTok and stuff. Yeah. But come on! Have a little passion. You only live once. If I wanted to talk to a robot, I'd go... I don't know, I'd use ChatGPT or something. Like, it's a great world we live in. And now for your weather, which, by the way, yesterday's weather was so disappointing. I was like, what do you mean it's snowing in April? And I don't want to hear anyone be like, actually, it always snows in April. I'm from Rhode Island. That's weird. That is weird. Okay? Like, I don't care. It's weird. But today is sunny. We're finally getting that vitamin D again. It's sunny, clear skies, and right now it feels like 27. Right now it is 27, but it feels like 32, which massive improvement from yesterday. We'll be seeing a high of 44 and a low of 19 today. Tomorrow we can expect some wind, and Friday we can expect some rain. But Saturday and Sunday will both be partly cloudy, so hopefully that means we'll be getting some sun, and we're finally moving in the right direction towards summer, because I'm tired of wearing 80 layers just to go outside. Like, it's so, so annoying. Like, I'm like, ugh. I step outside and I'm like, I want to die, but can't do that because I got class I need to get to, so I'm trapped here. So hopefully we'll be seeing some warm weather soon, and or, actually now that I'm thinking about it, like, it was 80 in October. I don't know if I wanted to go back to... I wanted to go back to being nice. Like, I think, like, Monday last week, that was super nice. Like, that's my kind of nice weather, you know? It's, like, partly cloudy, get some wind. Like, that's my idea of good weather. And, of course, it only lasts for, like, a week before it's pollen everywhere. And then everyone's suffering. So, maybe I should enjoy this while I have it. Well, I'm like trying to, if you see me sunbathing, you know what's going on. I'm like trying to take it in while I can. But anyways, coming up, we have Super Elastic with Valencia Grace. So let's get right into that and stick around, because coming up, we still have our folklore segment. So stay tuned.
I'm taking hits and then turning them into ammunition. Oh,
All right, so is this folklore segment slowly devolving into me talking about weird Rhode Island cryptids? Yes, but there is only 2.5 of them, and I already talked about one, so we're gonna run out of cryptids pretty soon. So, last week I talked about the 0.5, which is the migratory Bigfoot, but I have another one to tell you, and this one involves Block Island bone stealing and a possible government cover-up. So, if you've heard of the Loch Ness Monster, then I applaud you because I had not. Like, this is one of the ones that seems so ridiculously dumb until you get into it, because, like, basically what happened is it's Block Island. A weird skeleton washes ashore one day, and first things seem pretty normal. Like, they give it to the marine biologist, the local marine biologist, because obviously everyone has one of those in their neighborhood, and he puts it in his fridge. The goal is to have, like, one of the aquariums on the mainland eventually get the skeleton and try to figure out what it is, because this thing's kind of weird looking. Like, it might be some weirdly decomposed shark skeleton. It could be something else entirely. It could be some kind of eel. Like, they don't know. It's big and it's weird. Except, now this should be, like, pretty cut and dry. Like, they should just, the marine biologist has it. He's like, huh, this is weird. I'm going to send this to an aquarium to check it out. He puts it in his fridge to preserve it. This should be simple. This should be simple. They should have just gone the skeleton, figured it out, and then this should be done. Except it wasn't, because the skeleton got stolen out of a fridge. And it got ransomed. And I'm trying to remember what exactly the ransom was, but it was something kind of ridiculous. So, like, they were willing to, like, do the ransom, by the way. They were like, okay, well, we want this skeleton back, because now it's kind of weird that it's gotten ransomed. And that's not what I looked up. So, it's just ridiculous. Like, I can't find it right now, because it's, like, such an absurd local case. Like, so they try to, like, ransom back. I think it's, like, a promise that the skeleton gets to come back after they do the DNA testing, except the skeleton never comes back. Like, they agree to the demands of the skeleton kidnappers, and they do it. Skeleton doesn't come back. It never shows up again. And, like, if that hadn't happened, like, this would be cut and dry, over and done case. Like, did it get lost? Like, what? Because you gotta consider this. This is Block Island we're talking about. There's kind of a limited amount of people. Like, and I genuinely don't think that you can get a skeleton onto the ferry. Like, full disclosure, I've not been on the ferry before, but I feel like they've got to have, like, some kind of security. And I feel like you'd get flagged for carrying, like, a fish skeleton. Like, unless these guys have, like, their own boat. Like, this is such a weird case to me. Like, why? What did they want with the skeleton? Why was it so important? Like, ugh. So yeah, now if you go to Block Island, like, now it's, like, a massive tourist thing. Like, you'll see, like, a bunch of, like, merch with, like, the Loch Ness Monster in it. And so people are like, oh, it was obviously, like, the Block Island equivalent of the HOA. They wanted PR stuff. And, like, sure. At this point, maybe? Like, I don't understand. Also, just, like, the marine biologist did not lock his door, so I feel like this is partly on him. Like, I know it's Block Island, and I know there's a limited amount of people, but still. People who don't lock their doors scare me. Like, that is, that's a level of confidence and faith in the world that I just do not have. Like, I don't trust anyone. I don't trust myself that much. Like, leaving the door unlocked? No. In this economy? Yeah, no. Anyway, so that was your folklore segment featuring the absolute random. Like, it's just, I want to go home, okay? Like, I'm done with this. Like, credit where credit's due. Like, they were on the right track with this thing. Like, this case just, like, stumps me. Like, there's just, like, where did it go? Where is the skeleton? Why? Like, this, I don't know if this was just, like, a PR stunt or, like, we had the world's most underprepared skeleton nappers. Like, I doubt there's like a professional kidnapper on Block Island just around the time. It's like, ah, yes, I can ransom a skeleton for things. Like, okay, buddy. Oh, yeah, that's the story of the Loch Ness Monster and why I don't trust Block Island and I don't trust HOAs, but and I don't trust people who don't lock their doors. So, I feel like next semester I should do like a debate me segment instead of folklore, because like every time I do one of these, like I just have opinions come out of a woodwork. Like I don't even realize I have them, and I'm like, but I'm like saying random stuff, and it's like, oh yeah, I do find this odd. I don't trust people like this. Anyways, but you know you can't trust my music taste, because next up we got Charisma by John. Find somebody with half the charisma.
Ooh.
just heard Straight From My Head, Do It by Cavetown, and before that, Charisma by John. In case I didn't say it earlier, the set before the folklore segment was Aria by Chrissy Chalpica, Princess Paparazzi with Crazy Girl, Peach PCR with Miss Erotica, and to start our set, third set? We had Valencia Grace with Super Elastic. So just in case I didn't say that last set, like, there you go. Can't remember if I did or didn't. I am so tired. It is somehow only 8:58 and it has been a day. Ugh. Well, for everyone who's tuned in, thank you and stay tuned because we have a lot of great shows coming up and a lot of great music. Make sure you come out to Porch Fest on April 11th and tune in to Vinyl Fawn on the 18th and 19th. And with that all said and done, thank you for tuning in to your better alternative, WRV 90.1 FM Burlington.
You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.